In summary, the end result in making a decision to own a house that is too expensive in lieu of starting an investment portfolio early on impacts an individual in at least the following three ways. Number one, loss of time, during which other assets could have grown in value. Number two, loss of additional capital, which could have been invested instead of paying for high maintenance expenses related directly to the home. Number three, loss of education. Too often, people count their house, savings, and retirement plan as all they have in their asset column. Because they have no money to invest, they simply do not invest. This costs them investment experience. Most never become what the investment world calls a sophisticated investor. And the best investments are usually first sold to sophisticated investors, who then turn around and sell them to the people playing it safe. My educated dad's personal financial statement best demonstrates the life of someone in the rat race. His expenses seem to always keep up with his income, never allowing him to invest in assets. As a result, his liabilities, such as his mortgage and credit card debts, are larger than his assets. My rich dad's personal financial statement, on the other hand, reflects the results of a life dedicated to investing and minimizing liabilities. His assets greatly exceed his liabilities. A review of my rich dad's financial statement is why the rich get richer. The asset column generates more than enough income to cover expenses, with the balance reinvested into the asset column. The asset column continues to grow, and therefore, the income it produces grows with it. The result being, the rich get richer. The middle class finds itself in a constant state of financial struggle. Their primary income is through wages. And as their wages increase, so do their taxes. Their expenses tend to increase in equal increments as their wages increase, hence the phrase, the rat race. They treat their home as their primary asset instead of investing in income-producing assets. Remember, the most important rule is to know the difference between an asset and a liability. Once you understand the difference, concentrate your efforts on only buying income-generating assets. That's the best way to get started on a path to becoming rich. Keep doing that, and your asset column will grow. Focus on keeping liabilities and expenses down. This will make more money available to continue pouring into the asset column.